Welcome to the city. I'm your host, BK. Know that you deserve the life you desire. You're the key to unlocking your greatest success. Stay focused. We can laugh. We can cry. We can heal. But most of all, we're going to thrive together. Let's get it.
Hey. Welcome back. Hey. She back. What's up? How y'all doing? How are y'all doing? It's a new year, which means there are going to be a lot of things that could get in your way, that can make you backslide. But however, you want to make sure that you have a plan, that you at least stick to your plan in some sort of way, because we all know everybody executes things differently. They accomplish things differently at a different speed, at a different pace, and that's perfectly fine. But when you're making your plan for the year, remember, it is almost the end of the second week in the new year. So that means that you should be planning for mid this year, and you should be planning for mid 2024, and you should also be planning for the beginning of 2025. I know that sounds like a lot, but in order to execute that, you have to have a new mindset. You have to have a new energy. You have to be aligned with the things that are priority and not things that you want. So just because you want that new pair of shoes, you want that bag, you want this, you want that, put that money into either stock or put that money into yourself. Put that money into furthering your education or marketing if you want to start your business or whatever, so that you can reestablish and rebrand in this year. Because once you reestablish and you rebrand, maybe the end of this year or towards the middle of this year, you will have, you know, more clients. You will have more people looking for you. Maybe put your money into getting business cards and a website up for your business or whatever the case may be. You have to understand that with planning, you need preparation. So right now, since it's only the second week into the second week of the new year, you want to start preparing, laying out your blueprint and getting yourself together so that you know how to maneuver when the big bang happens. And it might not happen to everybody, but when it happens to you, you don't have to suffer like everybody else suffered, because you are well prepared. They have a saying, slow and steady wins the race. When you do things effectively and productively, you kind of build progression without even noticing it. But when you're like disorganized and you're everywhere, you're losing track of time because you think you have a little time left and you have all the time in the world. Well, not all the time, but if you're productive, you have all the time in the world. So just keep focused on that aspect and understand that you are your own, in charge of your own life. You are your own boss. And when it comes to your course of your life and what you do and what you allow and what you don't allow in your life. Because if you allow distractions in your life, they will knock you off and make you think you're losing time. And I don't have enough time to do this. And oh my God, time went so by so fast because you're worried about investing in the wrong thing. But when you invest in the right assets instead of investing time in liabilities, you blossom a whole lot more. And what I mean by that is, if you are with somebody, whether it's your friends, family, spouse, whatever, when you're with somebody and they're constantly encouraging you, telling you they love you, showing you that they love you through actions and all of that, you know, time goes by slow as well because you feel like you're in a fantasy. However, if you're with somebody who's not good for you, it's going to drain you and time's going to go by slow, but you're going to feel groggy and you're going to feel as if you wasted time at the end of whatever situation. If there is an end of it, because everybody has their tipping point. So if there is an end of it for you, you're going to feel very groggy and like you're going to feel full of regret. But if that person is for you, whether you guys end or you continue, you're going to feel a sense of relief, but it's not going to feel bad, or you're not going to feel a hindrance on the situation because you're going to feel like, okay, that was time well spent. Learned a lesson, learned this. I grew from this. Wow, when I was with them, I was doing this. Now I left them, I'm doing much better. I'm doing this, this, and this. But it's all about the impact. And you have to understand your impact and your in the way you implement your perspective and how you feel and your energy on others. That affects them as well, but that also affects you because the energy you give others, you get back to yourself 10 times more. So at the end of the day, you have to understand that you are in charge of you, in charge of your feelings. Don't allow anybody to frustrate you. If somebody's pissing you off, they're on your phone, you pay your phone bill, hang up and block them. Simple. Simple. I used to do that back in the day. I'm going to start doing that again. You piss me off, block, delete. I don't need to talk to you. You telling me something that I feel like is going to take too much negativity out of me to solve a problem, block, hang up, delete. I'm not even going there with you. It's been a good conversation. We've had a good talk. It's going to be a long road, but you can take it without me. I'm good. Like, just learn how to dismiss negativity and allow openness for positivity and progression in your life, because you have to understand that throughout the course of life, you have to continue to be optimistic. You cannot always be down. I understand certain situations make you feel like, damn, this is happening to me again. Like, why am I going through this? Why am I da da da? But if you're going through something, it's because you didn't handle it right the first time. So if you're constantly feeling drained, it's because you're not releasing energy that should have been released a while ago. That doesn't mean cut people off, but that means allow yourself time to energy detox. Allow yourself time to sit here and meditate, read a book, write, talk to people who you like to engage with, who you enjoy talking to, or even, you know, cutting certain people off from your past that you feel like you're still allowing them access to you because you have history with them. That's another thing we're going to talk about. Just because you have history with somebody doesn't mean they need to be in your future. Because history repeats itself if you allow it to. But if you notice there's a pattern from the past with that person and you're still engaging with them, and then you notice that when you're engaging with them, it seems like they say, I dealt with this before. Bitch, because you have. Excuse my language. I'm trying to be all proper with it. But it's because you have. You have engaged with that person before. You have encountered that situation before because you've encountered that situation with that person multiple times because it's repeating itself. Just like they say that when you're in a relationship or you're married, you have the same argument like every couple of years. It's the same thing. If you're engaged with the person and they're telling you this bothers me, instead of addressing what they said that bothers them, you're addressing the things that they pointed out that you did wrong. So you're trying to defend yourself instead of reflecting and taking in and comprehending their feelings so you can give them a different perspective and you can help them grow and you can help you grow. You're giving them half of an answer because you want to defend yourself. You have to learn not to always be defensive and be open to criticism. And that's something that in the new year I'm going to work on as well. That's one of my goals, my personal goals for myself, is working on understanding criticism, because, you know, it's natural to get on the defense when you're not understanding why somebody is saying something, or what way they're saying it, or how they're addressing it to you, because you're used to being, you know, on the defense. So you have to be like, well, are they attacking me? Do I have to fight or flight? Like, you have to understand what situation it is so you know how to react. But a lot of people, when you tell them, hey, this, and this bothers me. Why? I only did this because this means. And I, da, 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 and I said this because this. And I did this because that. And I, see? And now you're in the defense. And now I feel like I have to interact with you defensively when I came to you passively, because you're taking it to a place it doesn't need to go. All I told you was that I didn't like the way you talked to me when you did this. I didn't like how you did this and you didn't tell me this and you did this and you didn't do that. So now I'm here letting you know what you did to affect my mood. Because when you interact with somebody, depending on how the interaction goes, it affects your mood, whether you like it or not. Some people are easy with dealing with it. Luckily, I have a spouse who's mellowed out. So, you know, things, I'm more mellow now as well. But when you take things a certain place, they don't always end the way you think they should end. And then when they don't end the way you think they should end, or the way you expected them to end, you feel a type of way. Because you expected more, and you thought of more would come from a conversation because of the way you presented it, but they didn't take it that way. So it's all about perspectives. But in that perspective, you have to understand with perspectives come growth. So if you're a positive person and you're open, when somebody tells you something, you're willing to grow. You cannot always be stuck in your ways. Being stuck in your ways is egotistical. Being stuck in your ways is narcissistic, because you do not want to grow, because you're used to dealing with your own bullshit. So when somebody comes to you and tells you about your bullshit, you want to involve them in your bullshit, and then you want them to be okay with your bullshit, but you don't want to grow from your bullshit. You just want them to sit there and deal with your bullshit, because you sat there for 50 plus years and dealt with your bullshit. So, because you sat there for that long and dealt with your bullshit, you think bullshit is okay. But however, when you come out of the shittery, you realize, damn, I shit a lot. I speak a lot of shit. A lot of shit comes out my mouth, and I don't even believe the shit comes out my mouth half the time. So you have to understand that just because a person is conversating with you, or a person is engaging with you, that doesn't mean they're agreeing with you. They're just listening to you so they can understand what you're going through, so maybe they can help you. But if you're not willing to take the help and you're not willing to grow, why even spill or perspective or offer opinion or open conversation if you don't even want to hear what others have to say? A part of growth is being able to process and develop. That's a part of life. That's a part of adulting. That's a part of if you want to stay here or if you want to take it there. And you have to understand, you don't only have to grow through physical or emotional. You have to, your whole being, your whole mindset has to grow. So if you don't feel growth coming from a certain situation, or you don't feel growth coming from a certain interaction, whether it's on a job or a relationship or parenting, anything that you are putting your 150% in, if you do not feel growth coming from that, you need to step back, reevaluate, re-enter, and re-interact. And then you will figure out if you need to stay in that situation or you need to grow from that situation. And when you're in a relationship, stop setting yourself up for the end, okay? Things only end because you guys prepare for the worst instead of preparing for the better. I understand you should prepare for rainy days and all of that. I get it. But stop focusing on, well, I'm going to get a divorce. I'm going to do this. Take that off the table. Divorce should be off the table. Breaking up should be off the table. Because you should be able to have a conversation without mentioning divorce or breaking up. You should be able to have a critical conversation with your spouse without you guys being like, well, I'm going to leave and you're going to leave and this, this, and this. Same comes with the job. Yeah, sometimes people get let go. Sometimes things happen. I get that. But if you are at a job and you know you are good at your job, start looking for a better job before that happens. Before the let go happens, start looking for something else so that you don't have to worry about what's next. Because some people are afraid of what's next, but what's next could have been better of, could be better than what you already are dealing with. So you have to learn the art of letting go, okay? And it's fine when it comes to something that is detrimental to you and to your situation. But if you have a woman, you know, like me, not gonna brag, okay? But if you have a woman, a good woman, who helps you, who can see you, understand you, is patient with you, who develops with you, keep that. Don't sit here and go on the other side because the grass ain't always greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it. Just remember that, okay? So if you have a good woman or a good man, whatever your preference is, okay? If you have something that's worth having, you will continue to nurture it. But if you feel like you need to go beyond yonder and yodel on the top of a mountain somewhere else, and then you realize that yodeling ain't all that, okay? Then, you know, that you can't come back from that. So you have to figure out what you want early on. And I understand that growth takes time. Growth is a forever thing. You are forever growing. You have to understand that. Now, when I say you are forever growing, you need to constantly meditate. You need to constantly reevaluate. You need to constantly exercise and talk about things, not only with your spouse, but with yourself. Go to counseling. Counseling is okay. It is. It's fine. It may not be for everybody, but counseling is okay. So you need to figure that out and then come back and just be open. As I was talking about earlier, you have to be open to the unexpected. You have to be open to the things never. You have to understand that you set your own boundaries. So if you are open to the unexpected, you have an open mindset, an open heart, just feel like YOLO, basically. You only live once. So if you only live once, you should understand the fact that not everything will work out for you the way you expected it to, but sometimes they work out for you for your growth and your unlimited possibilities. So by me saying that, You need to interact with people. You need to grow with people. And you need to understand that you are a vessel. And when I say that, I don't want to sound, you know, religious, because I'm not at all. I'm religious, but I'm more spiritual than I am religious. I'll put it that way. But that's another conversation for another day. I've had it multiple times. Check out past podcasts, okay? So when I say you are a vessel, you are constantly growing. So if you go to the gym every day for the next 30 days to begin with, you will start to see routine. If you go to gym every day for 90 days, you will start to see growth. If you go to the gym for 100 days, you will start to see progress. And that progress, other people will start to see. You will see it first within 30, then within 90, you know, other people will start to see it. Then within 100, you will start to get recognized for it. So you have to understand that with personal development, everybody doesn't need to know. That's a you thing. That's you versus you. Okay? Some things are you versus you. But you have to understand everybody doesn't need to know your business. You have to understand that everybody doesn't need to know where you're going, what you're doing 24/7, unless it's an in-house decision. You and your spouse talk about it, because you should be able to talk about things with your spouse if you have one, and they not feel upset about it. They not feel like
they don't feel animosity towards what you bring to them, because when you have a spouse and they know you, they will help better you. They will help invest in you. Okay? They know that you were before you met them. Because over time, they start to see, okay, they're like this. Okay, things are going like this. She likes this. He likes this. This is his interest. This is her interest. I'm going to do this. Okay, they will understand. And let's talk about being an individual while being a part of a pair. Okay? You cannot lose your individuality by being with someone. Once you lose yourself in a situation, that situation is no longer for you. Okay? Because if the person you're with isn't pushing you to better yourself, that person is not for you. Okay? That person should always be pushing you to do something. For something. You know, you cannot lose yourself because you're busy loving on somebody else. You're supposed to be growing in a situation. You're supposed to be growing together. Yeah, y'all becoming one. And that's understandable. But if you guys become one and nobody's helping the other, y'all are becoming nothing. Do you hear me? Like, do you guys really hear me? If you are constantly telling this person, hey, babe, we should go do this. And they're like, no, I don't want to do it. Hey, babe, I should go do this. They're like, no, I don't want to do that right now. Okay, that's one thing to be kind of like stuck in your ways. I get it. But if it happens all the time and they're not willing to really grow with you, then you're going to be doing your own thing and you're going to be a free bird and a free spirit. And you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to the gym every day. I'm working out every day. I'm doing this. And they're doing their same routine. Yeah, y'all can have two separate lives, but at the end of the day, y'all one. So one reflects the other. It should be like a mirror effect when you guys see each other. Literally. So when you look in the mirror and you see yourself, you're supposed to see them too. You're a representation of them and they're a reflection of you. So that's a good one. So write that down, baby. So, like, if I'm going to the gym every day, but I noticed that my person hasn't really been to the gym, I'm going to ask them, hey, do you want to go to the gym with me? Hey, you should go to the gym. Hey, you should do this. If I'm giving you suggestions on what you should do, because I know your interests. So if I see that I'm going to the gym and you're not going to the gym, then I'm going to be like, hey, babe, do you want to go with me? Or hey, babe, let's do this. Or hey, babe, let's do this, this, this. It's always good to include your partner in what you have, like, your hobbies, because then they can, like, connect with you on what your interests are. But if they're not interested in your hobbies, then you have to find an interest in their hobbies so you guys can kind of have some more bonding time and more interests that are similar, because you always want to keep this fun, keep the spontaneity, as, you know, people like to say, inside of your home. Because if you guys aren't on the same page, even with hobbies, then it really becomes a disconnect, because everybody's off doing their own thing. And that's fine. I mean, you don't have to work at his job and he doesn't have to work at your job. You don't have to do what he does and he doesn't have to do what you do. That's perfectly fine. But if you guys have some common middle ground and it's able to meet in the middle, like, hey, I like to work out. Well, I like to do this. Okay, I'm going to try what you like to do to see if I like it, because I've never tried it before. Or if it's like, oh, well, I want to go roller skating. Like, in the summertime, I want to try to learn how to roller skate and go hiking. Like, that's something that I want to start doing. So I'm going to bring up to my spouse, hey, let's go out and go on a hike, or let's go on a walk, or let's go on a run. Because I love running. Like, that's my inner peace, is going on a run. Like, what Vivian Green said, I go on a run just to clear my mind. That's literally me as fuck. So, you know, that's me. And if he wants to go on a run with me, yay. If he doesn't, that's fine. But I would have to find something that he connects with, so that I can then do that with him, so that creates more bonding time. Because when you guys do stuff as a collective, it gives you an open forum to have further conversation, and that creates more bonding, and bonding creates more intimacy. So when you're with a person who you know likes to be active, you have to then reevaluate what your activities are to see if it sparks an interest in them, if they want to join you or not. And I'm not speaking on personal experience. I'm just speaking on observing and research and things that I've seen, so that maybe I can help you guys. So if you want, you know, your spouse to, like me, I like to dance. I would love one day to go to Carnival, okay? I would love to go, like, love it. And hopefully I can go for my 30th birthday. If I can't, then I'm going sometime after that or sometime soon, you know? But I would love to go. Or Marigas. And, yeah, I just love to, like, feel free, but have fun and dance and be in tune with, like, myself. That's how I come to my open form, because I love dancing. I love, you know, I love to be out of my shell. Like, I love to feel free and be at peace with who I am, you know? Dancing is my peace. Running is my peace. Exercising is a part of my peace. Like, some people have, they meditate, they read books, they, you know, are introverts. I'm more of an introverted person, but being an introvert to me brings me joy, because I'm able to express myself fully through a form, whether it's dancing or lifting or, you know, going on a run, doing cardio or anything that I can do to benefit me and my health. Like, I just love it. And yeah, you get to have fun. You get to meet new people, faces, spirits, all that. And it's fine to engage if it's in a healthy way. Now, if you're engaging and it's not in a healthy way, then of course you're going to be in a situation called wrong place, wrong time. But if you are in an environment where everybody is doing the same thing, and it shows like, okay, well, I can do it too. I'm comfortable because everybody is doing it, you know, in a fun way, healthy way, then that's fine. But if everybody had to club shooting BB guns and rolling dice and shit like that and drinking 40s, like, yeah, some dumb shit gonna happen. But I don't hang out in those type of environments. My type of environment is tranquil and the frequencies match and I feel at home. So if I feel at home somewhere, I'm gonna wanna keep going. I'm gonna wanna keep doing that thing because that's where my energy is the highest and my frequency is the highest and it's meshing with other frequencies that are heightened, you know? But I also love cooking, cleaning, being at home. Like, I'm an introvert, extrovert. So just for me, this is just how my personality. If I can go to like a library and be around people, but not be around people and like do my thing. That's what I used to do when I was in like high school and shit. Go to the library, do my studies and come home. That's cool for me. That's what I like to do. And then I could go out and like, you know, go to the park, do a little exercise, play a little basketball, whatever, you know, that's cool for me. But also if I could go out and go on a run by myself for like hours, because I can run for hours. I can run until my body tells me to stop. Like, bitch, stop. But, you know, if I can run and go off by myself and, you know, have my headphones on and do my exercises and run and get in tune with who I am and bring my balance back from having all that social activity, that's for me too. So you have to find things that you guys can compromise on so you guys can bond and then create more intimacy. Because intimacy is important. I mean, yeah, you have physical interactions with your spouse, but that's not the only form of intimacy. There's emotional intimacy. There's mental intimacy. There's minimal physical stimulation such as massages, back rubs, kissing, holding hands, you know, eye contact, watching a movie, cuddling. There's other forms of intimacy that can open up creating bonding time, which enhances when you guys get physical. Okay, that's it. That's it. Yeah, women like to be stimulated and we like to be kissed on and, you know, touched. Some of us, like, I don't know about every woman, but most women like the little things. Little things matter more than the big things. Yeah, flowers are nice. Romance is nice. Like, my love language, I connect with all of them because I like physical touch. I like gifts. I like, you know, unexpected, like, text messages, like, hey, beautiful, long paragraphs. That stuff makes me blush like a 14-year-old. And I'm goddamn near 30. Like, I love, you know? It's just, especially when it comes from the right person, it feels like a walk in the park on a hot, sunny spring day. Like, it feels amazing. And when you're getting loved right by the right person because they have the right energy attached to them, it makes it 10 times better. You can just look at me and I'll start melting. Like, it just feels good. And when you have that, or when you find that, you need to find a way to balance your individuality and that person balance their individuality, but you guys become one. So that the fun never ends. Like, it just never stops. And you have to understand that, yeah, there will be dull times. Like, if something tragic happens, or if somebody loses their job, or if somebody, you know, like, something that's going to shake the way you guys interact, you have to prepare for those days. Don't prepare for a divorce, but prepare for the days where that person that you're with is not themselves and they need a little extra love. Prepare for that. Prepare for maybe it's a day the kids are out and, you know, they're having empty nest syndrome or something like that. And, you know, you want to take them to do their favorite thing, or you want to take them on a picnic or do something spontaneous to bring the love back so you guys can continue being yourselves with each other. That's what you need to prepare for. Stop preparing for the unexpected, and the unexpected is like the worst thing in the world. Like, well, what if I die? Yeah, prepare if your spouse dies, but that's what wills are for. That's what, you know, you do legal stuff for. But don't prepare for stuff like, well, I'm going to get a divorce if we get another argument. I'm going to do this. I'm going to just be by myself. Because if that was the case, you never should have taken a step, a chance to be with somebody, because negative shit stays in your mind and other people's mind longer than positive things. So if you see me and my spouse and we're out and we're having fun and we're, you know, getting lit or whatever, like, come join the vibe. It's a vibe with us. We're vibing all the time, you know? But that doesn't mean that we don't care for each other, but we allow each other to open up and be have fun. Because if you don't know how to have fun with the person you're laying next to, you're not gonna know how to have fun with anybody else. That's just a fact. Because how are you having fun with random strangers, but the person you're laying next to is a stranger to you? Like, it doesn't make sense. So you can have fun with Susie and Bob, but Gerald over there, you know, in your bed, made y'all dinner, put the kids to bed, and you just like, oh, it's the same old thing. Kind of like that movie Temptation by Tyler Perry. Like, that happens a lot in certain marriages. People get bored and then they see something new and they think it's good for them and they want to try to, like, test the waters to see if they still love their person. But by the time they figure out they still love their person, it's too late because a bunch of dumb shit has already happened. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I feel as if we're gonna be together. Like, if we're gonna be together, we have to be able to keep each other stimulated so that the spark can stay. And sometimes the spark does die, but then you turn the lights down low and we spark the candle. Like, you literally don't even have to get physical. You can just lay touching each other, holding each other, watching a movie, touching his beard, touching his head, kissing her forehead, like, touching his face, touching his stomach, touching his back. Like, it's simple things that create a spark of intimacy or a spark of bonding that you don't get with everybody. You can lay with somebody and feel like you're in the safest space in the world. You don't get that with everybody, because not everybody is supposed to have that part of you that is sacred. Part of you that is vulnerable. That part of you that is comfortable being uncomfortable, but with only a certain individual. And that's where soulmates come along, because if a person is your soulmate, like I said, on your good days, your bad days, they'll be able to tell just by how you function. They'll be able to tell your stress just by the look in your eye, or how you're getting dressed, or your mannerisms. Like, they'll be able to tell what's going on, and then that will lead them to, oh, I'm going to do this to try to make things a little easier for them. I'm going to do this to try to make things a little easier for her or him, because they know who you are. They know the real you. They know the truth beyond, you know, the physical attraction. They know the truth beyond your emotional, mental, whatever issues that you have brought to them. They know how to, what to do and how to do it to make things a little better for you so that you can function to your full capabilities so that they can love you even more. You know what I'm saying? But they'll love you even more, a little extra, because they already know you and they know you need that at that time. And they're willing to do it because they're willing to extend themselves in a form of, oh, he's for me or she's for me. She needs this. I'm going to do this for her. I'm going to do that for her. I'm going to make sure she's good. I'm going to do this, this, and this. I'm going to check on the kids. I'm going to do that. So you have to understand that not everything is all roses. Some days are bullshit. But are you prepared for that bullshit, or are you only prepared to leave because you think that's the easiest thing? Because you feel as if, well, I'm not going to deal with anybody else's. I can barely deal with mine. And if that's the mindset that you have, you don't need to be with anybody because you're not ready. But that's all I have for you guys today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the new podcast. I see you on the next one. Let go. Trouble.